This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
I'm not going to lie to you, I have mixed emotions on this George Santos takedown. And that's what it is. It's a takedown of George Santos. But see, I don't have mixed emotions because I have any sympathies for George Santos. He's probably everything they describe him to be. But I say, we need our crooks. The Democrats have theirs. Look, George Santos, from what I hear, he's a charlatan, he's a fraud. But then again, I also have to remember the media will paint anybody the way they want, and we believe it. We've been taught, oh, the media says it's that way. Look at what the media says about Donald Trump. George Santos might be the next George Washington, except it would be Jorge Washington. Because I don't know what this guy, once somebody targets you in the media or says, this guy's a shill, he's a cad. Kevin Jackson's here, you're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. This is a seat that we weren't supposed to win as Republicans in New York, and we won it. I don't know what George Santos did. He pulled an AOC. He pulled a rabbit from betwixt his buttocks, and he got himself elected. And now we're like, well, he's not qualified. He's not. Look, is AOC qualified? Is Ilhan Omar qualified? Is that other crazy Indian lady or whatever, what's her name? I don't know. Is she qualified? Are any members of the squad qualified? Is any member of the Congressional Black Circus qualified? I mean, you want to hold people to a standard, fine. But, you know, look, I'm not telling you he's the best candidate. I'm just telling you he's as much qualified as any of those clowns. And it got to the point where George was putting up a fight. I heard his press conference. He was like, if you think I've done something wrong, you just wait. I'm going to tell you what these congressmen are doing. I think George was uncontrollable. I don't think Kevin McCarthy liked him. He didn't fit the profile. I'm not going to go racial on you, but I don't think they liked Jorge Santos, okay? Okay, I'm just going to put it like that. You tell me what you think about it, okay? Okay? Kevin McCarthy like, we don't need no Mexicans in the Congress. I don't think he's prejudiced. I'm just saying, why are you going to point the finger at old George? Look, I don't know anything about George. They say he lied. They say he lied about the money he made on his congressional form. Really? Do you honestly believe that that would be a big enough reason to fire the dude? How many of these people lied on their congressional forms? Joe Biden lied about his income, didn't he? He had to redo his forms. I mean, come on. I don't lie about my income. Y'all have heard me tell you, you know, I'm not broke. You know, I'm not homeless, but I'm not thriving. This has been a terrible year, but I'm not going to lie. Last time I lied about my income, I was probably trying to pick up some girl years ago. You know, hey, look at me. Woo-hoo-hoo. Had one of my buddies' bank statements that I accidentally dropped. Well, he's got $168,000 in his bank account. Yeah, right. Oh, man. I did that one time. I'm not going to lie. My buddy, I was at his house. And he had done a withdrawal, like $500 out of his account. I looked at that statement. I was like, dude, man, you're rolling. He's like, oh, man. He said, I just threw that in because he had put it on the thing. I was like, can I have that? He's like, what are you going to do with it? None of you. Okay, none of you. I used it. The old drop test. Oh, man, those are the days. The days of debauchery. Yeah, but those days are long gone. So there's no reason to be fronting. No fake it till you make it. I have made it. You know what? Let me tell you how I've made it. I am so rich. I am rich in a love of God and the idea that something is bigger than I am and it's always watching over me, omnipresent and omnipotent. It's there. And it's the good Lord. And the good Lord has blessed me with some of the most amazing friends. True. People that will step up in a moment's notice to help me. It's no fun to have to go there, you know, hey, listen, hey, it's Kevin calling. You know, it's no fun. But when, I'll tell you this, I've been really blessed to not have to do it, because when I do a call out and say, hey, look, here's what we're trying to do. We were trying to send these kids up to, you know, to Hillsdale. I looked at our bank account. I was like, Melissa, I don't know. She's like, hey, God will provide. Boom, we got donations. We got those kids to Hillsdale. And you know what? We changed their lives. Joe, I'm doing a letter of recommendation for him. He will be our first Hillsdale kid, most likely. They told us it would take 1,000 kids before we found one. You know how many it took? 6. We screened kids before we ever put them in that program. We had it down to a science. But my point is this. You responded. It wasn't me. Did I take the money? Oh, boy, we raised $7,000 for these kids to go. I'm going to go out and buy myself a Ferrari. We bought nothing. I'm proud to say this. Charles, who runs Seeking Educational Excellence, and Kevin Jackson, the founder, we didn't take a dime from Seeking Educational Excellence this year. Not a dime, either one of us. How many charities do you know run where the two most important people did not take a dime? Yeah. Talk what you know. Anyway, back to George. This so-called lesson of removal of Santos is supposed to be nobody is above the law. The consequences for lying. Do you believe that? Let me ask, there's a protected class in Congress. I named them. The Congressional Black Circus Clowns. Have you looked at the ethics violations of those people? Half those silly Negroes should be out of Congress right now. Certainly Maxine Waters. No question about it. What about Adam Schiff, who lied, blatantly lied about Donald Trump, lied about this Russian collusion stuff? He should be kicked out of Congress. What about Nancy Pelosi and January 6th and the entirety of the J6 Commission? What should happen to those treasonous sons of the guns? I think you have your answer. Expulsion of George Santos accomplishes nothing. What it shows is the powers that be that run Congress can take out the little guy. Again, I don't know enough about Santos. He claims he was doing good things. He probably was. He probably got his act together and said, you know, while I'm here, I'm going to do the best I can. But the elites in Congress got together and said, we can take you out. And they did it. We'll be back.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Kevin Jackson here, folks, and I'm excited to tell you about the card that will change the way you shop and travel. The Transact card can get you automatic discounts on almost everything you buy. So whether that discount is 1% or 10%, use the Transact card and you automatically get that discount. Why leave that free money at the store? My family uses the Transact card and we save an average of $50 a month in rebates that would otherwise go unused. But there's more. The Transact card will match you dollar for dollar on what you spend and give you Z-Bucks. Use your Z-Bucks to purchase products in the store and for serious travel discounts. Your routine shopping could pay for your next flight, hotel, or even family vacation, or maybe just a gift for a loved one. Visit the Kevin Jackson Network for more details. And know this, I use this card for almost all my shopping, and I promise you, it works. So get the card that truly pays you back better than any other card in your wallet or purse. 3% of this nation defeated the British, and that was over a tea tax. I can only imagine what those patriots would be willing to do today under this oppressive system. The government colludes with fake news media and social media to silence voices. I've seen many of my friends and fellow patriots over the years give up. I'd be lying if I said I hadn't thought about it in the past. But God put me on a mission, and many of you now share my mission. And what I need is 500 of you to help us blow up this conservative ministry of truth. For those of you who join by giving $20 of recurring income monthly, you're going to get treated like none other. Automatic entrance into the Backstage Club. And in that club, we will create things that only you will see. We'll do virtual sessions where we'll talk about issues and things that I don't talk about on the show. Private events. Sometimes it'll be when I come to visit your city. Other times it might be where I live. You will get personal access to me. So please, become one of my 500 most avid supporters. Join up at the Kevin Jackson Network.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
I don't like being misrepresented. I just don't. Do you like it when somebody describes you and the person describing you doesn't even know you? I mean, they read an article or they met you once or whatever. And whatever that perception is, oh, well, I know his type or her type or whatever. That can really set a person off. You've heard that people say this, you don't know me. And they don't. I get it. You can make assertions and assessments and go, oh, I think Kevin is great. He seems very gregarious. He's obviously very good looking. Whatever. But that's a joke. But I can see you making sort of an observation, particularly if you spend some time with a person. You're with them a couple of hours, watching them work a room or something like that, at a party, at a dinner party, not just a drive-by, not just a media hit or whatever. Even though you are entitled to make your assessment of a person under whatever circumstances. I'd never want you to feel that you shouldn't. But you don't know them. It's like the people that go, Donald Trump, and you know what I always go? I go, how well do you know him? Well, I mean, I've seen him on TV. Okay, great. You've made some assessments. I get it. You're entitled to do that. And it doesn't mean your assessments are right. How good are you at that? Think about it. Just ask a person, how good are you at that? Have you been divorced? Yeah, I've been divorced 3 times. Okay, then you're not that great at picking partners, are you? So before you start throwing stones, you know, how about you start looking about your ability to assess? I'll give you my take. So I've been divorced. I'm not going to tell you I'm the best relationship guy, but I'll tell you this. You let me walk into a business, and I can give you the laydown, the rundown of this person knows this, that, or the other. I can give you that. I have the track record for that. But don't let me pick your wife or your husband for you. See, I know where my skill set is. But for the that I know. But I don't know you well enough to go, I'm going to pick your mate for you or whatever. I can give you some generalities. I can give you some things, some food for thought. But I'm not going to try to know you. To know somebody, it takes time. And you have to want to do it. That's why friendships are important. Melissa tells me all the time, you know, keep in touch with the people that you care about. I try to. Either through the show, I mention some of them. Many of you know that we talk offline. Because I want to get to know you. That's the way you get closer. I want you to know me. Now, you probably know me better than I know you. If you listen to the show, because I ain't putting on for you. This is me. If we're sitting in your living room hanging out, this is me. If I get a phone call and somebody died, I'm going to cry or go, what? You know, I'm going to do what I need to do. I'm not going to put on. I'm going to be me, genuinely me. And you can accept it or not. But I'll tell you this, I won't care one way or the other. I hope you do. That's the way you build long-lasting friendships. And by the way, that is my brand. If you want to know, well, why should I support you and become one of the 500 people supporting you? First of all, my short answer is you don't have to. If you got to question that, don't do it. But if you want to know why, it's because I genuinely want to know you. And the way I can do that is if I survive. And if I happen to thrive, I'll get to know you better. Because I'll say, we're going to be doing this, and I want to bring in all my warriors. I want to bring in this. I want to do that. I wish I had the budget to bring everybody in. One time, one of my buddies, he passed away, sadly. He said, Kevin, I want you to find 30 black conservative men like yourselves. He goes, I want black conservative men to step up, and I want you guys to become beacons. And it was going to be $350,000. But he was going to bring these groups in, then get a bunch of wealthy people that would help finance these various groups. And sadly, his health, you know, took a toll and he passed away. But that was what we were planning to do. And I thought to myself, what a guy. This is one of I can't even think about this guy without just my heart warming. But I knew he knew me and I knew him. All of our warts, all of our flaws, etc. And I know this man wanted things that he wanted to implement change. God bless him. And he knew that I did. He knew where my heart was. So they still support us, but not like he did when he was alive. But still, and we'll get there. But the point I'm making is, the more we know each other, the better that we understand our warts and our frailties and all that, the better we are towards one another. Anyway, I want to go back to this. The left want George Santos to represent us. They want us to be a reflection of this guy. To them, we are liars, we're cheaters, we're scoundrels. And here's what I'll say to you. Sadly, we act like they describe us. I'm not telling you you're liars and cheaters and scoundrels. Yeah, they exist in the conservative movement. They exist everywhere. But we act like what they have us behave. And you know how we do it? We don't fight back. My Facebook page, I don't want to ruffle any feathers. Oh, I don't want to tweet this because I could get the... Look, I'm shadow banned. I got family probably that doesn't talk to me. I got a friend that I knew for 30-something years. I went to his 50th birthday party where we fell out and I said, I'm done with you. I haven't looked back 1 second. I don't care. I was right and he was wrong. We let them kick us around, and we act like we do this by following some sort of biblical principle of turn the other cheek. Truth be told, folks, most conservatives are scared of standing on principle. Cowards. Unwilling to trust in the process of conservatism, the thing that built this country, the thing that built the backbone of this country. See, there is a process to conservatism. Parents, society, everybody determining that we have rules and we're going to play by the rules. Watch some of these cop shows, these FBI shows. You think that we're playing by the rules. You learn very quickly. Nope. There's a bureaucracy attached to it that is always trying to protect itself. It isn't trying to be for the greater good. But you can trust conservatism. As I say to my youngest son all the time, when I'm training him on stuff, I say, trust your training. When has conservatism let you down? Please tell me. When has it let you down? When has God let you down? Somebody please tell me. We are experiencing our form of exodus. We are released by the Pharaoh to, you know, reluctantly, because Moses went there and said, you know, I'm going to give you these, I'm going to smite thee, using God, and he smote the Pharaoh, and we're out there looking for the promised land, but we're wandering. We're fighting battles, folks, right now, and there are many of them that are ahead. But you know what? We're not willing to engage. We don't want to confront. No matter how bad the evil, we don't look at the long-term consequences, though admittedly, more people are waking up. But we got to start looking at these things, and we have to engage. And I know it's against your nature, but we've got to confront, and we've got to be ready for the battle.
It's Kevin Jackson Radio. He's black.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
The Silver Lungs Generator is the only all-encompassing professional class product for producing endless colloidal and ionic silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. With recent regulations threatening the sale of silver-based supplements, now you can secure yourself and your family by producing your own silver solutions anywhere, anytime. You can have the peace of mind knowing that you can create endless supply of silver anytime, anywhere, for any application. The Silver Lungs Generator is a one-time purchase that requires no maintenance nor replacement parts for the life of the unit. This product was designed to be an invaluable part of your vital preparations. For a detailed report on the differences between ionic silver, colloidal silver, and what most silver solution manufacturers are producing, please visit our website at www.silverlungs.com for more information on why you should be producing your own silver solutions right from your home forever.
It's obvious. The unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. You should too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each 3-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Since the Gaza ground operation began on October 27th, Israeli forces have discovered 800 shafts leading to Hamas's extensive network of tunnels and bunkers, destroying more than half of them, according to the military. The Palestinian Islamist group claimed to have a network comparable to the size of the New York subway system, with tunnels serving as operational bases. These tunnels have become prime targets for Israeli airstrikes, many located in civilian areas such as schools, kindergartens, mosques, and playgrounds. A federal appeals court on Friday allowed lawsuits against Donald Trump over the U.S. Capitol riot to proceed.
The court dismissed Trump's claims of presidential immunity, but stated that he can continue to argue that his actions were taken in his official capacity as president as the lawsuits move forward. Trump contends that his rally speech addressing matters of public concern is protected by absolute presidential immunity, preventing him from being sued over the January 6, 2021 riot. I'm John Schaefer.
Skip Kelly, USA News.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Harris D. Newsom. Not much of a contest, really. I mean, both of them are bat crap crazy. They're guano crazy. But it's not much of a contest because Kamala Harris is damaged goods. Newsom is horrible, but he shows well and he knows what to say. He's not going to put his foot in his mouth, generally speaking. Don't misunderstand me. He does. But to the degree of Kamala Harris, no. There's no match. Kevin Jackson, folks, that's who you're listening to, the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. I've pondered this for quite some time. What do? You got two losers. You got a host of losers. Who else could throw their hat in the ring with the Democrats when it's all said and done? I think they could have 15, 20 people. Once Joe Biden is out, if you were a Democrat, wouldn't you think, hey, I could do the job better than that clown? So expect a lot of people to get in. Now the question is when, and how do you do it stealthily? Because that's what Gavin Newsom is running, a stealth campaign. He's running for president, but he won't say it yet. I'm going to tell you right now. This guy's blowing up the phone lines to tell people, you're going to be my manager, you're going to work this, you're going to be my ground support, yada, yada. They are greasing the skids. They are talking to even Biden people. Guarantee you, those people that made overtures to Gavin Newsom to say, listen, if something were to, let's say, looking around, befall Joe Biden, would you be looking for, and Newsom, well, you know, we would definitely need your role in our campaign. And yeah, you know, we would love to have you. If you could get us a little bit of inside information. I mean, listen, I'm a big fan of Joe. Big fan of Joe, President Biden. Big fan. A big fan of Biden. I can just hear it. Oh, my goodness. Think about this. And look, I don't know a lot about the process of running for president. I freely admit that. Don't know. To some degree, I don't care. I care in the sense that I need to be able to explain it to you guys. But here's the layman's view of it. You got to get on all the ballots, right? You got to get on all 50 states. So if Joe Biden continues running and the ballot, you know, we go through Iowa, New Hampshire, whatever, and let's say Gavin Newsom, whoever, or Kamala Harris is not on the ballot, what do you do? They become write-ins? How does that work? Does anybody know? Let us know. But here's what I will tell you. It can't be good. I know one of the things they were talking about, and I read this, so again, I'm speculating here, but they said if they don't hurry up and do something with Biden, even Joe Biden's not on all the ballots, is what I've heard. Now, they're trying to keep Trump off of ballots and kick him off. Why? Because of the insurrection, silly. Yeah, you know. The thing that's worse, the worst attack on American democracy since the Civil War. where the only person that got killed was a lady who was doing nothing. Yeah. Well, still, you can see how Democrats would compare that to the loss of over half a million, lives of half a million American citizens during the Civil War. I mean, of course, there was an insurrection. There was not a peaceful transfer of power in the midst of the theft. Anyway, they go on to talk about this. This was in The Messenger, and it's an opinion piece. And I think it was titled The War. Well, if it wasn't this one, then I know this. There is one titled The War with Newsom and Harris. There's a war going on. And I'm going to predict the winner is going to be Gavin Newsom. Because leftists love their criminals, and they certainly love their rich, white, democratic ones. Or leftist ones. All this has to leave Team Harris fuming. They said Harris is stuck in Washington, unable to do anything without the approval of the White House. A White House that gave Buttigieg a botched tryout in 2022. Like all VPs, he's tied to all the directions and problems of the president with no ability to do anything about it. From the outside, it does not appear that there's any substantive working relationship at all, unlike most past administrations. So they're saying Kamala Harris is not being talked to. Joe Biden doesn't do anything with it. I don't blame him. Even that senile clown knows, stay away from her. She's toxic. He goes on to write, Harris must be wondering, how can she be sidelined in today's Democratic Party? She checks so many identity boxes. She has not broken with the Bidens, and has mostly been a loyal soldier. Yet she is likely to face the white male scion of a prominent San Francisco family who is getting a free ride from the progressive media. Even more galling, they say, is that Newsom's polling isn't great. Recent Fox News poll has Harris and Newsom performing about the same against Trump. Not good, by the way. In August YouGov benchmark, Newsom's approval is negative 13, while Harris's is negative 10. They go on to separate it into more boxes and all that, but here's the problem they have. Joe Biden's numbers stink against Newsom. And they said Joe Biden can't beat the worst governor, whoever the worst governor is. I don't know who it is, but his poll numbers are worse. What do you think Newsom is? Newsom is Newcomb. Harris, neither one of these guys is going to be able to win. But if you're going to pick a winner and you're the Democrats, I'm going to tell you right now, you're going to pick that rich white leftist. And they're going to validate what we already know, that Democrats are racist. They're racist, they're classist, they're misogynist. They want the white man that shows better than Kamala Harris. Now, look, there's no redeeming Kamala Harris. I would hate to have her as a politician on the right. I would. Not that Newsom's any better, but at least he knows how to campaign. Funny, it's when you look at these people and you wonder, do they really believe their hype? I saw this story about De Niro. He was giving a speech somewhere and they cut out the part where he criticized Trump. And he talked about a conspiracy theory and, the populist movement that's making Donald Trump something, and effectively accused us of being liars. How could we possibly know better than he? I mean, after all, he's a big star, right? He said a bunch of things that were just completely idiotic, and yet he believes it. This is how these people get elected. I mean, I don't know what would make Robert De Niro believe his... Here's what he said. He says, history isn't history anymore, truth isn't truth, and even facts are being replaced by alternative facts driven by conspiracy theories and ugliness. Man, what a moron. He says, lying has become just another tool in the charlatan's arsenal. The former president lied to us more than 30,000 times during his 4 years. Has he looked at what Joe Biden's done? Seriously. He says he uses Pocahontas as a slur. I mean, look, I do too, by the way. I do too. De Niro has so many skeletons in his closet, it's ridiculous, but he's throwing stones. Unbelievable how these people think. But here's what I've noticed about Robert De Niro and many of the others. They bash Trump, but they don't have anything to say about Biden. I'm not talking, Biden's done enough bad things for them for 50 lifetimes. Give me something good. And even when they do, you know what it is? It'll be things like, well, he's done a lot for the transgender community, or he's done... No, give me something where America benefited. How about that? I ask the same question of Harris. I ask the same question of Newsom. What have they done that has benefited their constituency? Kamala Harris is a buffoon. She's a moron. Nobody's paying any attention to her. Gavin Newsom. He's a joke in California. He's a joke around the world. But there are people who will support him only because he's not Trump. There's a clip going around with Jim Brewer where he talks about the Democrats being Satan. And I don't, to be honest with you, I don't find Jim that funny, but people are circulating it, so they like it. And but he is talking about Trump derangement syndrome and what the media has done and how these people, it's just, I don't want Donald Trump. And if you put a gun to their head and ask them why, same gun, put a gun to their head and ask them, why do you hate the Jews? What have they done to you?
Well, the Jews, and I mean, and the Jews, and Trump. I mean, just, well, I just hate him, man.
No, I want an answer. Tell me why. See, when they ask us questions about who we dislike or whatever, we can give them actual answers. I can tell them why I don't like Obama, why, or his policies, why I don't like Joe Biden or his policies. We have answers. Rational stuff. They got nothing. I'm anxious to see how it shakes out between Harris and Newsom.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Kevin Jackson here, folks, and I'm excited to tell you about the card that will change the way you shop and travel. The Transact card can get you automatic discounts on almost everything you buy. So whether that discount is 1% or 10%, use the Transact card and you automatically get that discount. Why leave that free money at the store? My family uses the Transact card and we save an average of $50 a month in rebates that would otherwise go unused. But there's more. The Transact card will match you dollar for dollar on what you spend and give you Z-Bucks. Use your Z-Bucks to purchase products in the store and for serious travel discounts. Your routine shopping could pay for your next flight, hotel, or even family vacation, or maybe just a gift for a loved one. Visit the Kevin Jackson Network for more details. And know this, I use this card for almost all my shopping, and I promise you, it works. So get the card that truly pays you back better than any other card in your wallet or purse.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Medicaid and CHIP offer free or low-cost health coverage for children and teens. Hospital and doctor visits, prescriptions, shots, and more are covered. That's peace of mind for parents if a child is sick or gets injured. And parents may now be eligible for Medicaid, too, even if they've applied in the past. Enrollment is always open. Visit InsureKidsNow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Are you spending crazy? I mean, are you out there, I'm going to spend my money, or are you going through your savings? I'm going to tell you, this year, we had saved for a home that I was going to buy based on what I'd made off the previous home that I sold. The market completely flipped. And business became very difficult because of Joe Biden. We spent thousands and thousands more dollars on food and gasoline and stuff than we ever anticipated. Horrible years, you guys have heard me tell you. And I'm going to tell you right now, they're going to tell you, oh, no, Kevin spent all that money because he wanted to spend it. He was excited about Joe Biden's Bidenomics, which, by the way, Joe Biden hasn't mentioned that word in a month. You probably didn't even realize that. Go look at the news cycle. Joe Biden himself, he was touting it a month ago. It was all about Bidenomics. They were trying to sell you that turd as a gold nugget. And now he won't even mention it. Kevin Jackson, by the way, is who you're listening to, the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255.
So you're out spending money, boy. You know what? You're spending more money on groceries, and people think you're just getting fat, girl. Look at you. With your little plump self. Look at you, pudgy. Yeah, they think you're out there. You're spending this money for fun. You're spending more money to buy used cars. You're spending more money on rents. You're spending more money on Christmas gifts or holiday gifts or whatever, birthday presents. You're spending more money out because you want to. It isn't because you're forced to. It has nothing to do with inflation. Yeah. Here's what there's an article. Despite past trends, U.S. consumers are spending at record levels. Really? Shocker. Why? Our food only costs 50% more. Our gasoline price doubled. Our fuel costs have almost doubled in every other aspect. I told you all the other things that have gone up. And this is with the government lying to you. These are, 25% of inflation, this much has gone up to 15%. Forget those numbers. Practically everything that you buy has doubled in the time of Joe Biden in 3+ years. Just a fact. I buy groceries. I'm contemplating, do I get a gang of people together and we just go start stealing them, okay? Because I'm going to get away with it. I'm going to pull the black card if they catch me. So why not do it? Then I can quit complaining on this show. They say, y'all, next time y'all see me, I'm flashing money, going, yeah, I got it made up in here, y'all. Because I'm stealing all my stuff and reselling it on eBay. That's what people are doing. Anyway, they go on. Economists are mystified, struggling to forecast an endpoint. And here's their deal. Throughout a period of sky-high interest rates, depleted savings, and grinding inflations, Americans spent with abandon. This is over Black Friday. I do want to call it Negro Friday, I swear, just to make liberals mad. On Negro Friday, sales at brick-and-mortar stores were up 1.1% from last year. Online alone, U.S. shoppers spent a record $9.8 billion. Consumers spent another $12.4 billion on Cyber Monday, an eye-popping 9.6% increase over last year. I told you what happened when we were in California. Melissa and Collier were going to a store. Took them 2 hours. They could see the store from the exit off the freeway. From where they could, think about it, you exit off a freeway. It takes you, 2 minutes normally to get to the store? 2 hours to get to the store from the exit of the freeway. So, and she said it was a zoo. And then when you went in, they made you, had to wait in line because they only let a certain number of people in. Why? Because they don't want that $112 billion of theft that has occurred that they estimate. I think it's more, I did say billion, right? $112 billion in theft. They're trying to curtail that during the, holiday season. Call it whatever you want. I call it the grifting season, the season of theft. They go on to say this. The holiday splurge follows a pattern of U.S. consumer spending, which has buoyed the U.S. economy in the past year, making up nearly 70% of the real GDP's 4.9% Q3 growth. Let me tell you what that Q3 growth represents. And I would say this whether it was Trump, Biden, or, the Pillsbury Doughboy. What's making our GDP strong is people are forced to go into their savings accounts. They're forced to spend more money on food and other sundries and things than they normally would. That's what's bolstering the economy. Go buy anything that you bought normally. I want to buy a phone cord. I want to buy a remote, a universal remote. Go buy anything you wanted to buy, and it'll go up. In fact, I'll tell you this. I bought something recently on Amazon because one of my supporters said, Kevin, go ahead and buy it. It's my Christmas present to you. So I buy it, and I guess I've been watching some items. I'm not joking. You guys will think I'm kidding. Amazon sends out a notice that says, your watched items have had price changes. Have you seen that? Yeah, your watched items have had price changes. And you want to know what they were? Every one of my watched items, the price went up. Every one. It's almost like they were saying, you should have bought it a month ago. You should have bought it 6 months ago when you were looking at it. But Joe Biden, and by economics, by inflation. And I remember I had a monitor. It was $116 is what it was listed for. the new price, $126. It had gone up $10 in months. Now, that's inflation you can witness with your own eyes. I might write an article about it and take a snapshot so people understand I'm not lying. Go look at yours. If you have an Amazon account, go look at yours and see what they say. I will bet you money the majority of the things you had that you looked at and you had in a wait list have gone up. Now, they go on with this. While some of this spending reflects the rising cost of necessities, Americans are still buying big-ticket items and laying out tons of cash for experiences. Now, here's the part that's dangerous. This YOLO attitude, you know what YOLO is, you only live once, attitude towards money bucks the spending trends of past economic downturns. And some economists have been left scratching their heads, especially as consumer sentiment on the economy remains overwhelmingly pessimistic. Now, let me tell you my experience with that. They had a layoff at a company that I worked at. It was called Flexible Computer Corporation. I was coming out of engineering school, had gotten my BS degree, and I was working on my master's. And I worked there as a engineer, but I was doing low-level stuff. And we designed supercomputers, and I was working on what was called a system monitor. Anyway, we got under scrutiny because we were making these, what they call, massive parallel processing machines for NASA and the think tanks and all that. And we were shipping them to fields. We didn't have the sales we had. So they were going to scuttle the company. So everybody was laying off. I didn't care because I was just there temporarily. I was going to go get my regular job once my 4+1 program was done. I was going to go work at a normal, company. It was a normal company, but in my normal role as a full-blown design engineer. Well, anyway, this guy gets laid off, one of the major designer engineers, and he comes back from lunch, and he's in a new Trans Am. This is when they had that hot kit-looking Trans Am. Anyway, he was in a brand new one. I mean, it was beautiful. And I went, "What are you doing?" He goes, "Just bought a car." I went, "Man, they just laid you off." He goes, "Actually, I bought two. I bought me one, and I bought my wife one." And I go, "Dude, you just lost your job." And he goes, "Yeah, better do it now before my credit is hit, before the notification is." So here's a guy that has no job. He's got no money coming in the next, once that last check goes, and he buys. See, that's the type of buying that I think people are doing. I told him, "You realize if you don't get hired right away, you're like, I'll cross that bridge when I get there." This is what's going on. This is what they own to say. If 18 months ago you said the Federal Reserve could raise interest rates by 500 basis points and consumers would chug on relatively unfazed, I would have been extremely surprised, said Ellie Henderson, an economist in a UK-based company. She says, "I've said that's just not how economics works." That's the concern. The concern is that look, I'm not trying to raise any alarm bells with you. I'm just telling you the patterns don't match. And it's because people are almost saying, "Who cares?" But it makes me wonder, how is theft, and the way the undercurrent of the economy works, the black market side of the economy, how's that impacting what we're seeing here? I don't have an answer. I'm just giving you some of the ideas. They said typically after a major crisis, market downshift, the economy generally experiences a small bump in both consumer savings and spending. However, the San Francisco Reserve Bank reported in May that the post-pandemic rise in fiscal spending this year has soared beyond the growth of any of the post-1970 recessions. Those are not good indicators. But don't think the left is not going to still figure out ways to get your money.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.